at Premier High School.
We are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. Let's go ahead and start with some prayer. Father, I just ask any sister that listens to this that there's a fire ignited within her by the Holy Spirit, and that she's granted understanding and revelation of what you want her to do, things she needs to change in her life, and for her safekeeping and the safekeeping of her, of those she loves. I ask all these prayers, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I'm going to start with Revelation chapter 18, verse 3. It says, "For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues." Okay, and then this is 1 Peter chapter 4, okay? It says, "For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end of them that obey not the gospel of God?" And this is important. "And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?" Okay, so I'm hitting these scriptures because one of the biggest things that I have seen firsthand that you're going to encounter right now as I'm speaking, probably, in all honesty, and then throughout the day, you're probably going to have this war going on in your mind if you're not grounded in the Bible. And if there's any portion of the lukewarm church within you, or the worse off, the falling away, is judgment, okay? Judgment, okay? For example, that's the Apostle Peter, okay? "Let nothing be exalted above the Word of God." He's telling you judgment will begin first at the house of God. Okay, there is so much in the lukewarm and fallen away church that talks about the love and mercy of God, but ignores his judgment. And this is going to, I'm telling you, sisters, just please hear me, okay? Hear me and read your Bible from cover to cover. And again, when you're done, read it again and again and again. And fill your mind with the Word of God, okay? Because when the judgment is poured out upon this country, okay, those who do not hear the warnings of the Holy Spirit and get inside of the covering of God are going to find themselves in a bad situation. Bad situation, okay? One of the most important things, in all honesty, there's a lot that, but in preparing for the judgment of the United States, is that you're going to have to just learn to understand judgment, period. Okay, the church here in the United States just doesn't see that aspect or learn that aspect or is taught that aspect of God, and it's going to be revealed, and it's extremely important. For example, that verse there, okay, where he says, "You come out of her, my people, lest ye share in her plagues." What do we have right now? COVID right now is going on right now, okay? And there's going to be a lot more, okay, coming upon this country in forms of judgment. I'm not just speaking of plagues, but just a lot, okay, of other things are going to be coming upon this country, okay? And if you are a part of the United States inwardly, okay, he's going to be a hypocrite if he judges the country and doesn't judge you. As a matter of fact, the Apostle Paul says, judgment will begin first at us. So it'll start first at you. Okay? Because you've got the Holy Spirit and you're supposed to know better. Okay? It starts first with you. Okay? And then this is Hebrews, okay, chapter 6. It says, "Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, Okay, that's another thing that church doesn't understand. They say you can't be perfect. In actuality, it talks about perfection a lot in the Bible, okay? Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and faith towards God, of doctrine, of baptisms, and of laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment, okay? One of the ways that the Lord prepares people for eternal judgment is dispensing judgment here on earth now, okay? Because when it's revealed with fire, and a person thinks they're doing well, and then all of a sudden the day the Lord comes and they see, uh-oh, I'm not doing well, it's the best way. And I'll just say this on a side note for any sister that's praying for her families and whatever loved ones to get saved. It's one of the best ways to evangelize, because the person sees firsthand they're not doing as well as they thought they were, and they're in trouble. Okay, prayerfully, this doesn't happen to any sister that I'm speaking with right now. Prayerfully, you listen and get, you know, tucked away and hidden in Christ and prepared for these times, okay, so that you can use this time to evangelize your family. But judgments here on earth, okay, are wonderful for, you know, saving souls, because they're revelation of eternal judgment, okay? So I'll just go ahead and leave it there for today. And I just pray that Father and any sisters going out has a fruitful day for your glory. Ask all of these prayers you send in Jesus' name. Amen.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal